Well, the other day on the show, our audio guy Beachy almost died. Have a listen.
I started going up the elevator and then it shuttered.
Ooh, like,
and then it completely just stopped. And all of this loud banging started and I was just in there like, oh my God, I'm going to die.
You
this is
think
it.
That.
Okay, look, he didn't die.
No, he's
but
fine.
What would have happened if he stayed stuck in the lift or if it started to fall?
Yeah.
How would he survive? Well, we've got Josh Piven, who's the co-author of the Worst Case Scenario Survival Handbook on the line. Hi, Josh.
Hello.
Hi there. Hello.
Hello. I love this book, by the way. I've read it before. So we need to know if, for example, Beachy was stuck in that lift or elevator or whatever the hell you want to call it. I'm going with lift. It's what we call them here in Australia. Is there a chance it could actually drop to the ground? Does that still happen?
You know, there's always a chance, right? Never say never, right? Mm. I think for the most part, they say modern elevators, actually, interestingly, it's more likely to fall up. Because of the counterweight actually is there to prevent the elevator from falling. And it's so heavy that if something went wrong, it would actually go up.
So that's scary, though. You'd be like flying up in the air.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good. So, I think there have been a couple cases where they've plummeted and then, have been stopped. The famous one was in the Empire State Building, actually, where I think like an airplane or something hit it and it severed the cables and it fell. But anyway, so...
Did those people died,
it's possible,
right? That Empire State Building one, though, that fell to the ground, right? They died.
I think, yeah. You're talking about decades ago,
probably
70 years ago. So okay. They didn't have the safety going. But, we did research it. And, I think, of course, we've all seen the movies where you try to, time your jump before it hits the ground, right? That none of that will work, so don't even bother with any of that. Yeah, so basically, if it does, if you find that the elevator is really plummeting, you kind of want to distribute your body weight. So rather than stand up, you kind of want to lay down on the floor of the elevator, cover your head, because what's going to happen is everything in the cabin is going to kind of collapse down on top of you. So you don't want lights or cables falling on top of your head. So you kind of want to be sort of spread eagle on the floor of the elevator and cover your head and hope for the best. But it's really, you think about how many elevator or lift trips there are every year around the world, and you don't hear about a lot of people dying in elevator, crashes. So, it's certainly anything is possible, but it's be really, really unlikely. Being stuck in there is way more likely.
So if Beachy was in the lift and it started falling up or down, whichever way, he should lie on his stomach and cover his head from the back.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly. So, but Beachy, hopefully he packed a lunch when he was there, because I'm sure you could be in there for a while if they have trouble getting to you. But do not climb out of the elevator cab. That is the one piece of advice I can assure you. Do not climb out of the cab. Do not go out of the escape hatch. You can't get anywhere. So hopefully somebody will come and rescue you at some point.
So there's been cases of people trying to get out, but I'm guessing that's actually more dangerous.
Yeah, there have been cases of people, prying open the doors, which again, it can be done. Mm-hmm. There was a case a couple of years ago where they pried open the interior doors, then they pried open, the exterior doors to get out. And then they were climbing out, and then the elevator, got power and it started to move. And, I think somebody was either decapitated or they were maimed, right? Because you'd never know when the power is going to come back on.
So
it's not recommended. Somebody's going to come and rescue you. There's a call button, unless you're in some elevator from like a building from 1920, somebody will come get you eventually.
And I'm guessing those elevators would be illegal now. So there we go. The advice is stay put. And you'll be okay. It's very rare for it to drop to the floor or climb up or whatever.
Exactly.
The Worst Case Scenario Survival Handbook. Josh Piven is the co-author. And don't forget, in exciting news, the Worst Case Scenario card game is hitting Australia. Josh, thanks so much.
Thanks, Josh.
Thanks, guys. Be careful out there.
All right, let's do Flip It and Reverse It. What song have we flipped and reversed today?
If you think you know what it is, call us 1300 161 006 to score a heatless curler.